see that, and what a wonderful show. And written, of course, by Lionel Bart. There is a brand new musical all about him, and the writer and director of that show will be in the program this afternoon in about half an hour's time. But first, we all know Oliver Twist, but what if Oliver wasn't the hero of the story? There's a brand new production at the Queen's Theatre, and I'm delighted to welcome Jemima Brown onto the program. Hello, Jemima.
Hello there.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking it. I'm sure you're very busy at the moment. Have you just come off rehearsals? Are you warming up? What are you doing?
Yeah, we just spent about 10 days in Edinburgh and performing at the Fringe, so we had some time getting the show together there, and then we have some rehearsals before performing next week at Queen's Theatre. So
how long have you been involved with the production?
Me, I've been involved since the beginning, so it was about 2 years ago we began creating and rehearsing and bringing the show to life, really. So about 2 years now, just over 2 years.
So, in a nutshell, then, can you just really give me what sort of show it is? It's described as sort of an avant-garde dance, but how do you tell the story?
We worked a lot on how to storytell through dance and how that can be done to show a narrative. So we work with text, we work with hip-hop, we work with contemporary dance, and we try and mix those together in a way of telling the story. But it's very, I would say the music is a huge influence on how we create that energy and that era that we're trying to, the Dickensian time, we're trying to kind of bring that to life.
So describe the set, or is there a set, or is it just all done with atmospheric lighting, or how's it done?
We have a set, which is sort of this huge wooden and metal piece that can move around the stage. So we have a big set that we use. We have lighting, which enhances that as well. The lighting in the show is amazing. Jackie Shemish is actually the designer of that, and he's done some fabulous work. So
I bet it just looks brilliant, because that Dickensian look, the sort of the dark greens and the blacks and the browns, just comes across on the stage wonderfully.
Yeah, and I think with Tony Adigan's the choreographer, he is always trying to sort of push and innovate and make things quite current and futuristic. So there's also that kind of aspect of making it more avant-garde, in a sense, to make it new and fresh.
So the story is then basically it's Fagin escapes from the workhouse. This is all imaginary. It goes way from the Dickens novel, and dreams of building riches. Do we see his dreams? Well, no, don't give the plot away. But I mean, do we?
I try not to give the plot away.
Yeah, don't give the plot. No, don't give the. Don't answer that. But it's
to look into the character of Fagin and wanted to show him in a good light. So we really go into the backstory of Fagin, how he became, you know, created this lair and this space for these boys to be in and live in and work in and find a way of life. So you really see Fagin in a different light from the original, along with the other characters actually as well. Not what you'd expect and not what you already know.
It's been called daring, dynamic, hugely enjoyable, pickpocketing scenes to fights filled with dives and airborne rotations. It sounds complicated for somebody who's a complete non-dancer. Is it a difficult show to perform?
Wow. Yes. it requires a lot of energy and a lot of focus. And for me, actually, playing a character, I'm originally mainly just do dance and... To really play a character and a role, you have to find this other kind of focus point. And we definitely find it as a team together, but it requires a lot of energy. The show is very tough, but we get through it.
So, I mean, yeah, you're playing Oliver, of course.
Yeah.
So you do have dialogue. Do you sing as well, or?
We don't sing. There's text, and it's sort of done in a way of spoken word, in a way.
I see.
Quite poetic. So there's some scenes of text in it, and there's monologues and sort of narrative throughout. Dodger, actually, the person playing Artful Dodger, is sort of acts as the narrator in the piece, so kind of keeps you in the loop of what is going on in the twisty world.
Is it your first time at the Queen's?
This is going to be my first time performing at Queen's, yeah.
Wow. And right, let's just get down to some nitty gritty. When do you start? When do you finish? How do we get tickets, etc.?
We start on Thursday of next week.
Yep.
And we have a show Thursday night at 7, Friday night at 7. Saturday we have two shows. We have a matinee, 2:30. And another evening show on Saturday.
Wow, so quite a fairly short run then, but if you want tickets, then it's the usual box office number, which I've got somewhere, and I've lost it, but I'll bring it up somewhere. 01708. No, I forgot. No, yeah, they're off. 44333 at the Queen's. Of course, Fox and the Fairway will just have finished by then, so it looks... I've just looked at some of your stuff on YouTube, and it looks fantastic. It looks really good, and you in particular look wonderful, so there you go.
Thank you very much.
Jemima, thank you so much. Well, let me just a little bit more about you. How did you get into dance in the first place? Why did you start?
Well, I started dancing very, very young. My mum sort of took me to ballet classes when I was about three. So I'm from Ireland originally, yeah. And I did a lot of Irish dancing and stuff growing up as well. And it's just always been a huge part of my life. I went on to train at London Contemporary Dance School when I was 18, 19. And just from there, I've just kept training, kept working, and, yeah, dance is
well, a way of life. Well, you're living your dream then, aren't you? You're doing it.
100%. And I'm very grateful I can.
Well, I'm sure.
With amazing artists.
So how long is this production going to run for? How big's the tour?
Our tour this year runs until the 17th of December, so we have some other spots throughout the UK. If you can't catch it next week in Hornchurch, we do have some other spots as well this year. So we're sort of on a good run for the rest of the year, and then hopefully we can take it further still.
Okay, and have you got anything up your sleeve for the future?
Who knows what the future holds? I'm happy to ride the waves of the journey.
Jemima, I wish you a fantastic run at the Queen's. I hope you get good audiences. It looks really, really good. And thank you for taking the time for coming to talk to us.
Not a problem. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Bunlum. Thank you very much, and I hope it all goes well. Bye-bye now.